We now have more video angles of last night's handshake gate situation.
Handgate.
Baker Mayfield and Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman should be doing his own show on another network. Yeah. I can't tell.
He's streaming and his mic was on.
Listen, Richard Sherman accuses Baker Mayfield of not shaking his hand, and then he goes on this rant about how disrespectful it is to the game. And I'll be damned, we were looking for footage of it, and you just couldn't tell what had happened. Until now, there's 90,000 new angles of this out there. Apparently, it was on one of the scoreboards there. And, dude, he shook his hand. They shook hands with each other.
So I haven't seen, what has Baker been saying about this? Is there Baker commentary out in the world where he's defending himself? I guess
the Browns have the day off today.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard Baker talk.
But he's got social media.
Right?
He could have commented on it, but this is interesting. So, I guess Richard Sherman made this all up to psych himself up. I don't understand.
Or they really are going to roll out a wrestling thing at some point.
Well, Baker was 8-for-22 last night.
Pretty good.
Couldn't get the ball to Odell Beckham. So, you know, maybe he's hiding today.
I think he's probably hiding today.
All right.
I think after he had the flag planted on his butt, he's hiding today.
One of the things that we are not hiding from is giving our listeners a chance to get on the radio. I mean, look, we've been giving away $1,000 every hour. We're going to do it again in the 1 o'clock hour. You just got to listen. You never know when it's going to happen. But we're also giving you a chance to call in. Right now, if you want to call in, whatever you'd like to talk about, Texas OU, Dallas Cowboys, the State Fair, corn dogs, whatever you want, corn dog of all. Whatever it may be, we'll welcome it. We have a segment we like to call...
Tell us what you're thinking.
And we hit the phones. All the phone lines are jammed. I'm going to now turn it over to the king of Tell Us What You're Thinking, Kevin KT Turner.
Thank you very much, Pitt. I appreciate it. Now, we've got a lot of local calls, and we're going to get to those. But I want to start on line 7. Our friend in Georgia is streaming on the radio.com app, which you can all do at work or whatever. The radio.com app user, it's Brandon in Georgia. Brandon,
tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, guys, I wanted to skin challenge your comment about them not being prepared as a cliche, and I agree. I don't think Marinelli and Garrett are out playing shuffleboard, but I do think there's something to the notion of the coaching staff not preparing for variables during the game and not preparing for things like Cam Fleming might need help. And we saw that with Linehan all last year of being so stubborn and sticking with what the system is and not thinking maybe something might go wrong or maybe our defense should adjust and play the run a little bit different. And I do think that reflects directly on a lack of preparation.
Okay, I think that's fair.
It's a good call.
That's a good call. So let me ask you, what were the areas where you go they were unprepared? Because my opinion on the reason that they lost the game, did we already lose him?
No, obvious answer. I mean, if you're asking him, but I can answer this.
Okay.
It's Garrett challenging a play when the ref told him not to challenge it.
Okay, but that's not game preparation. That's dumbassery. Like, they lost
Garrett prepared to be a guy who challenges? He's the one who gave a passion. He's the one who gave an impassioned plea.
But that's
in front of everyone saying
that
coaches challenge these.
That's not about, like, leading up to the week, leading up going, I wonder if I'm going to do a bad challenge. This is, they lost the game because of interceptions and missed tackles. Well, what was the game prep all week that would have led to those things not happening?
Right. No, I agree. Sure. The fact that they weren't prepared, to me, that's crazy. They were prepared. They just didn't execute. And that interception did change everything, bouncing off of Amari Cooper's hands. And they got run all over. But on that challenge, it was a bad challenge. I didn't think the ref was telling him not to challenge it. I think the ref was telling him to quit bitching at him. He's like, look, if you want to challenge it, challenge it. What do you want out of me? Those dudes were getting into it all day. They were barking at each other nonstop. I think the ref was saying, quit barking at me and challenge it if you want to.
Okay, let's go back to Brandon, though. Yes, Brandon, what were the areas where you thought the Cowboys were unprepared to play that football game?
Again, I don't know that I would say the players are unprepared. I'm not saying they're not practicing. I'm saying, though, that when it becomes apparent that there's something that the Packers are doing, for instance, in the run game, and that the defensive line scheme or the linebacker scheme is not set up, that to me it looks like we had no other option. There was nothing where Marinelli or whoever said, well, you know what, let's try plan B. Same thing with Cam Fleming. At no point was there an adjustment that said, maybe this isn't working out as good as we thought it would. Okay, Kellen, we've now got it. We've got a plan for how we're going to handle that. We're going to do something to make sure Cam Fleming doesn't get embarrassed a la Chas Green. Those are the types of things I think I would like to have seen something And it doesn't feel like we have any of that in our back pocket. It's just, let's go do what we do. Let's try and out-execute them, kind of the Garrett cliche. And if we don't out-execute, well, we're just going to try harder and learn from this experience.
Good call,
and
Brandon.
I think there's...
Yeah, good call. We need to move on to the next person. That's a good call. A lot of good things to consider.
I have to agree with him. I will say a lot of teams, their tackle goes down, they're effed.
Right.
Okay.
Sometimes you get beat.
And Tyrone Crawford was not playing much, and Antoine Woods was not there. I mean, there's...
The Cowboys had 460 passing yards.
Right. But Antoine Woods, I mean, I love Antoine Woods. Yeah. One of my favorite personalities in that locker room. Dude, this is a guy that has lived on practice squads. He's not a Pro Bowler. Yeah. Missing Antoine Woods shouldn't mean you're getting gutted.
No.
Plus, wasn't he there against the Rams they got gutted?
I think if you go back and you watch, Leighton Vander Esch is like diving at ankles a lot.
Yeah.
I want to go to Paul in Glen Heights. That's line three, Shippy. Paul,
tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Garrett completely messed up the end of that game. We should have gone for the touchdown. We're in the red zone. We can get a first down, so Green Bay is going to play off of us because they don't want the touchdown. We get the first down. We get the touchdown. Then we give Maher a chance to miss a 55-yard field goal, and we all feel better about it.
Right. Hey, thanks for the call. I want to say this right quick because I was very frustrated about the way that game was managed, but that's like fifth on the list of why they lost this game.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about everything falling into place to save your ass for all your mistakes for then Garrett to mismanage it.
Got a quick update on the Baker Mayfield, Richard Sherman gate, okay. Handshake gate situation.
Yep.
Apparently, yes, we do have footage now of Baker shaking hands with Richard Sherman. That's not what Richard Sherman was upset about.
Oh.
He wanted to shake his hand twice. So the captains get out there for the coin flip. They all shake hands, say hi to everyone. You do the coin flip. And then I think Richard Sherman wants an additional handshake. All the guys stood around and shook hands, except a couple of them, Baker and another guy took off and ran off. It's really Bush League to call that Bush League. It's double Bush. It creates a wormhole.
We've all been looking for a good double Bush situation.
It creates a wormhole here, and I think it's incredibly dangerous and could lead to some time travel.
By the way, do you see that double Bush situation in the Cowboys owner's box on Sunday?
Yeah, George and Laura,
they were both there.
And by the way, when Baker took off and ran, another captain, looks like number 57, a linebacker, I'm assuming.
Is that Steve?
Whoa.
He took off and ran, too. He didn't shake hands. In fact, most of them shook hands. But, this is crap.
I love shaking hands after I get beat by 30. I always want to go out there and really congratulate those guys on destroying me.
This is Rich. Now, he's talking about after the coin flip.
Oh, okay.
He shook his hand before the coin flip, and then he wanted to shake everyone's hand after the coin flip. This is Richard Sherman just making up a fake story. This is all Richard Sherman's bad.
Albert Breer on the case right now, 7 minutes ago, says he talked to Sherman. He said it was Baker darting away after the toss that angered the Niners. That's it, a quote. That's it. They are making way too big of a story out of a blowout. He pissed us off. We put a foot in his ass. End of story.
I think Richard End Sherman quote. Needs to just step away for the week.
Yeah.
He's acting like a dandy.
Agreed.
Back to you, Kevin.
All right, moving on down the road here.
The king of tell us what you're
saying. Let's
thinking.
Go. Let's get off Cowboys and then go back to Cowboys. Let's go to line two, Shippy. This is Craig in South Dallas. What's up, Craig?
Tell us what you're thinking.
Craig? Hey, I'm here. How are you guys today?
Great. What up, man?
Good, man. I'm throwing horns down right now.
Hey, sir.
I'm dumping that.
That's illegal. Yeah, dump that, Shippy.
Yep. I'm holding them down in Pleasant Grove right now, running my candy route, throwing out Texas sucks. Richard Sherman sucks, by the way, too. And the Cowboys are on a streak that will continue this week. And baseball season couldn't get over quick enough. I wish you guys would quit broadcasting the games in the afternoon.
Dump him.
Hold on. I want to say something.
SMU football, carry in the state. SMU football, best football in the state, baby. Boomer Sooner.
Okay, first of all, I like the idea of shouting out the PG. We don't holler out to Pleasant Grove enough. Number two, yeah. I do like the idea of a guy calling in and letting us know everything that sucks.
I do too.
Well, that's pretty great. I'm actually okay with like any criticism.
I'm tired of just being told I suck on the AutoFlex Leasing Fantex. I want to hear someone's voice tell me that I suck.
Hey, let's go to line 10, Chippy. Nick in Irving. Nick,
tell us what you're thinking.
What's up, guys?
What up, man?
Man, I was thinking about it. The Cowboys Jets game. I mean, y'all were talking about Sam Darnold coming back. But what about Le'Veon Bell? He might have a big game against that Cowboys rush defense.
Good point.
That's true, but if the Cowboys lose to the Jets, they should just fold the franchise. They should just shut it down. I mean, just move to the XFL or something. I mean, if they lose to the Jets, the season's over.
I heard a sentiment this morning that Sean and RJ, and I don't want to make it one opinion, they have different opinions, but I got the sense that they felt like the Cowboys weren't real contenders anymore. And I don't feel that way yet at all. I feel like we've seen two subpar games, but the idea that what you've seen in the last 7 days makes you think that whatever you thought 7 days ago is wrong.
No, I mean, they were contenders last year and they started off 3-5.
Yeah.
Right. And they contended. So no, I'm not going to overreact, but they've got some issues. And when one of your biggest issues is that you can't stop someone from running straight up the gut, that's a majorly deflating issue.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it makes me think they're not contenders, but there's a huge hole in the boat and lots of water getting on.
And contending in the NFC is making the playoffs. I think everyone needs to probably realize that. Let's go to line 9, Alex in Weatherford. Alex,
tell us what you're thinking.
I'm thinking with the downward slope that this defense has got, our hot boys have turned into lukewarm boys, and I think we're going 8-8 again this year.
Oh, man.
You can't be the lukewarm boys. That actually sounds like a country star.
Oh, man.
Give it up for lukewarm and the boys.
Lukewarm's always been a weird term.
Oh, yeah. Making their way, the only way they know how.
Take it away, Luke.
Get in, Greg. The pull is Luke.
And warm.
let's do one more. We can do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm looking at my my calls that I have screened here. I like
your buying time.
I like what we have. There's a lot of people who are being very positive, but I just think people want to be angry about the Cowboys for a couple days. So I'm going to grant this one to line 6. Devin out at Cedar Creek Lake. Love it down there. Devin,
tell us what you're thinking.
All right, you guys there?
No. Of course.
Nope.
Yep, back. We're back.
Already. I just want to know why Dak Prescott's so overrated. I've been watching Cowboys for a little while, and I've come to find out, I mean, on completions, I mean, he's not too bad. Don't get me wrong. But why is he only throwing the ball to Amari Cooper and Gallup? I mean, are we serious? We got a whole team of guys out here, and we're throwing it to two guys. And Dak, don't get me wrong, Zeke's okay, but why is he for less than 100 yards in the last two games, too? I mean,
I think this call is making me tired. I want to take a nap now.
Yeah, I feel like that wasn't that strong a call.
I mean, didn't he throw it to 7 different receivers in week 1? And
I got a lot of guys who are being positive about the Cowboys, saying they're contenders. A lot of people saying don't panic. A lot of people, pushing the relax button. So, those guys. You gonna end it with a ghost call?
Yeah.
All right, Shippy, go to line 3. Line 3 guy, be ready to go.
Dangerous. Tell us what you're thinking.
Yeah, man, I'm thinking that it's a long season. We've got quarters of season. So the first quarter we went 3-1, the second quarter of the season, and we've lost our one game. Who's to say we can't go out and beat the Jets, beat a big game at the Eagles, and then we got the Giants again. Then another quarter of the season, you win the next 3, and you're 6-2. I mean, there's a lot more of the season to ride on. Now, I will say if the defense doesn't tighten it up and get a lot better, then we're going to have a lot more 100-yard rushes on us.
Thank you, Ghost Man. That was good. I did have this thought yesterday. Is so when we were doing the mix, Bassick was definitely torching the village.
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of the vibe he brought yesterday. And I'm sitting there listening to this, and I was like, yeah, there's a lot of things to be disappointed about. I'm like, okay, but despite all this angst, does anybody think they're going to lose to the Jets? Probably not.
No.
And then if you beat the Eagles at home, how are you going to feel like 8 days later when you're feeling the way you're feeling right now? Like, if you beat the Eagles at home, do you realize how differently you're going to feel about looking down and go, oh, yeah, we're 5-2 and we're undefeated in the division, but today we acted like we'll never win another football game again?
Yeah.
Is it that outrageous to think that the Cowboys will beat the Jets and beat the Eagles at
home? No, but the attitude right now of a lot of Cowboys fans, and I understand it, is why would we think that we'd go win a big game against the Eagles? That's the attitude of a lot of people.
I think to all the Tolos, thanks to all the Tolos who called in for Tell Us What We're Thinking, I would like to shake their hands at the beginning of the segment and then reshake their hands at the end right now.
Oh, okay. What a class act.
Because from now on, because of Richard Sherman, one handshake's not enough. So if you meet someone to shake their hand, make sure that within the next 20 seconds, you come back and shake their hand again.
Well, I want to stink palm everybody.
Yeah, double stink palm. All right, we're going to give away $1,000 coming up momentarily. You never know when it's going to be. Is it the beginning of the segment? Is it in the middle of a commercial break? Is it at the end of the segment? You have to listen for your chance to win $1,000. Will you get that chance in the 1 o'clock hour? You sure will. Just don't know when it's going to be. But coming up next, are teams starting to steal Kellen Moore's hand signals? And guess what? The Cowboys are running correctly. This is bad news, potentially. We'll talk about that next.